news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 and a new week to work with. Dr. Bill's got our forecast with some cooler temps in the mix. Plus, we'll take a look at the rough weather over the weekend. That's all coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working a disabled vehicle blocking a lane there at Cottage Hill and Wildwood. State troopers on the scene in Baldwin County, I-10 westbound between the 57 and 58 mile marker. Car hit the guardrail. No injuries or roadblock. It looks like it's a good ride northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. You know, summertime's right around the corner. That means fun in the sun and the water. Bama Flooring's got you covered with over 300 waterproof options to choose from. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
607 FM Talk 106.5, and yeah, welcome aboard to Wayne Biggs and the gang from Azalea Coffee, bringing you Mobile Mornings. Also set us up with, we just upgraded in the biggest way. Maybe after 10 years in the business, we have upgraded to having a real coffee, and not just coffee, though. A real, like, I don't know, what would you call it, a concierge service back there?
I mean, I've never called it that, but that sounds good.
Okay, because over the years, I've been running this place about 12 years, FM Talk 10 years, and we've had a Mr. Coffee Pot, and about every 3 years, it goes on the fritz, and we replaced it, and Wayne came in here and said, hey, y'all can do a lot better than
enough this. Of this.
Yeah, so now we got the Keurig thing going and the big, like, industrial coffee pot system. And, with the Keurig thing, I had the Earl Grey tea this morning instead of having the coffee, a fancy tea.
Very fancy.
So it's gotten rave reviews by staff around here. And then we had to come in yesterday. We were over at the Mother's Day meal with my wife at Waffle House.
Of course.
Right here by the station. And they had some issues here. So I ran over here, and the Sullivan children went to the back while I was working up here. They gave it all their thumbs up.
Good.
They said good stuff. They like it, like all the options and all. So we made a huge upgrade. You can check out what they're doing to make a huge upgrade at your office or shop. Check out Azalea Coffee, Wayne Biggs with Azalea Coffee, and we'll give you some more information about them. But welcome aboard. Good stuff. Also, a mother of a storm yesterday, storm damage in Baldwin and Mobile County. We'll talk to Dauphin Island's Mayor Jeff Collier for an update on the island situation with power down there at about 6:20 this morning. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a silver alert is in effect in Escambia County, Florida. John Fetzer is from Cantonment. He was last seen around 1 a.m. on May 12th on Cedar Tree Lane. Fetzer was wearing blue jeans, a blue polo, brown shoes, and black glasses. Fetzer could be driving a black Dodge Ram with a Florida license plate which reads GVWW99. Our news partners at WKRG have posted a picture of Mr. Fetzer. Please go ahead and hop online and take a look at that. And if you have any information, you are encouraged to contact 911. It was a deadly weekend on local roadways on both sides of the bay as two separate crashes claimed the lives of three people. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, on Saturday night on Baldwin County 39, very close to the White House Fork community, a motorcycle heading north collided with a vehicle around 7:20 p.m. The motorcycle driver has been identified as 41-year-old Eblardo Alanez from Bay Minette. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the car only suffered minor injuries. Then Sunday morning, a truck heading north on Newbern Road went off the road and hit a tree. That truck then caught fire. All of this happening around 6 a.m. Aaliyah has identified the truck driver as Aaron Seabrook of Sims. Seabrook was 37 years old, and there was a male passenger who was also pronounced dead at the scene. That passenger's name has not yet been released, but state troopers do confirm that neither victim was wearing their seatbelt. Both fatal accidents are currently under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Straight line winds caused some significant damage across the Gulf Coast over the weekend. On Dauphin Island, Lisa Evans went outside to find her neighbor's roof sitting in her front yard.
But I was on the main level and it was shaking, and it's never done that before.
In Baldwin County, most of the storm damage was concentrated around Fort Morgan Road and Gulf Shores. Severe weather also damaged the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, bringing down trees. No animals or people were hurt. In Foley, heavy winds and rains bashed tents shortly before the start of the annual Art in the Park event. The Biloxi police officer who was shot and killed outside police headquarters last week will be laid to rest today. Hundreds are expected to attend the funeral for Officer Robert McKeithen. McKeithen was a 24-year veteran of the police department and a veteran of the Air Force. Darian Atkinson is charged with capital murder. Four others are charged with being accessories. The Alabama Department of Conservation is now offering bait hunting licenses that can be used for deer or wild hogs. The Alabama legislature approved the bait hunting bill last month. The license costs $15 for Alabama residents and $51 for non-residents. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs on Sunday, the Toronto Raptors advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 92-90 Game 7 win over Philadelphia, thanks to this shot by Kawhi Leonard.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
The ball bounced off the rim about four times before Leonard's shot dropped, giving him 41 points and leading everybody on the court. Leonard went 16 of 39 from the floor. Serge Ibaka added 17 points, and Pascal Siakam had 11 points and 11 rebounds for Toronto. Next up, the Raptors opened the Eastern Conference Finals at the Milwaukee Bucks on Wednesday night. In the other Game 7 on Sunday, the Portland Trail Blazers overcame a 17-point deficit to defeat Denver 100-96 and advanced to the Western Conference Finals.
And that'll do. The Portland Trail Blazers are going to the Conference Finals for the first time since 2000.
Portland's C.J. McCollum led the Blazers with 37 points, taking up the slack for Portland star Damian Lillard, who scored only 13 points on 3 of 17 shooting. Denver jumped out to an early 39-22 lead, but the Blazers began pulling closer in the second quarter and were only down 9 by halftime. Next, the Western Conference Finals begin on Tuesday night with Portland at Golden State against the two-time defending NBA champion Warriors. In the NHL playoffs, on Saturday, the San Jose Sharks crushed the St. Louis Blues 6-2 6-3 to take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Final. Timo Meier led the Sharks with 2 goals and an assist. Game 2 set for tonight in San Jose. On Sunday, Boston beat Carolina 6-2 to take a 2-0 lead in their Eastern Conference Final. Bruins have outscored the Hurricanes 11-4 in the first 2 games in Boston. Now the series heads to Carolina for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 set for tomorrow night. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars won their 8th game in a row, sweeping Appalachian State in the 3-game road series over the weekend. South is 1 game behind Georgia Southern for first place in the Sun Belt's East Division. The Jags are back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans against Tulane before ending the regular season at home with a 3-game series against rival Troy University. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 3-1 on Saturday before Sunday's game was postponed due to the weather. They'll make that up today with a doubleheader at the Hank. That's set to begin at 5:05 p.m. And in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the Digital Ally 400 at Kansas Speedway. The race went into a 2-lap overtime shootout with Keselowski beating Alex Bowman to the finish line by 0.2 seconds. It's Keselowski's 3rd win of the season. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
By the way, side note, too, we just had a news report from WKRG on that baiting bill that had passed, the baiting license. Somebody would buy it now. You would have to buy it again when you renew your license. I think that's 1st of September, so be aware. Don't buy it twice if you don't have to.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow, 888-GO-ARROW, or online, arrowexterminators.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, is still have a disabled vehicle blocking a lane near Cottage Hill and Wildwood. If you're traveling at Baldwin County, I-10 westbound, around the 58-mile marker, I've got a car that hit the guardrail. No injuries or roadblock, but again, emergency vehicles are there. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history with the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. For more information, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now, big storms passing through Mobile and Baldwin County over the weekend. We'll get more details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, right after a news headline update from Kelly, we'll talk to Dauphin Islands Mayor Jeff Collier and get the situation on the ground there this morning. Right now, let's get those headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now have more information on a deadly crash in Mississippi, as we now know the elderly victim is from Mobile. Friday night, according to the Mississippi Highway Patrol, that crash happened at 9:15 p.m. on Highway 98 eastbound in George County. That's where Betty Jean Chestnut was driving westbound in the highway. She then collided head-on with another vehicle with a Loosedale man behind the wheel. Chestnut is 88 years old, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities do confirm she was not wearing her seatbelt. The driver and passenger of the other vehicle, they were wearing their seatbelts, and they were transported to local hospitals in that area. They did suffer life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues at this hour as to what caused Ms. Chestnut to crash head-on with that other vehicle. This morning, we're taking a closer look at the severe weather our area experienced on Mother's Day, as the National Weather Service says that was not a tornado which caused all that damage on Dauphin Island or at the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo. Those were straight-line winds, since the debris was blown in the same direction, quote, with no visible evidence of tornado convergence. The National Weather Service of Mobile took a look at the damage on Sunday, and they estimated that it was caused by straight-line winds of 70 to 80 miles per hour. Storms moved through the area between 7:30 and 8 a.m. The Weather Service survey team found straight-line wind damage across what they say was a, quote, considerable part of the island, with the damage starting on the west end of the island and the brunt of that damage happening to the east of the elementary school. Metal roofs were ripped off homes and trees toppled over, road signs even blown over. That's according to the Weather Service, and many of you confirming such on social media. We appreciate all those pictures you've been posting. Don't forget to tag FM Talk 106.5 with those pictures. We will check in with Dr. Bill as he'll take a closer look at what happened over Mother's Day weekend and what we can expect as we enter a new week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 621 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, and to talk about what Kelly was just reporting on, but firsthand account, let's go check in with the mayor of Dauphin Island, Jeff Collier, this morning to find out the latest. Good morning.
Morning, Sean.
Looking at some of the pictures, and then talking to my relatives that have headed down the island yesterday. Roofs off and power lines down. Kind of explain the scenario yesterday and then what you're looking at this morning.
Yeah, well, it was quite a bit of damage, and I think, first of all, I'll say it was a bit of a miracle that no one got hurt. I think that's certainly the very positive part of this. It's amazing to me that we didn't have anybody get hurt or worse. But we had, some fairly extensive damage pretty much from one end of the island to the other. This wasn't isolated, just, on either end, and we had a lot of probably five or six power poles either broken or knocked down. Multiple, wires and things. Power was out pretty much throughout the whole island. In fact, some parts were still without power as of late last night. They worked through the night. I'm not sure yet if it has been restored totally at this point or not. But we had quite a bit of structural damage, several homes, multiple homes actually, and businesses. Some of your listeners might be familiar with the Island Rainbow Pizza across from the condominiums. They lost the whole roof, and the roof blew over the next-door building, which is the Real Deal Barbecue, and actually landed up against the new Beach Cafe. And then we had pine trees that were either snapped off. I mean, I'm talking full-size pine trees that were snapped off midway up, and those parts of the trees ended up on tops of either apartments or private homes. And we had this kind of thing, as I said, throughout the full part of the island, not just in one isolated area.
Mayor Collier, I'm kind of putting some things together in my head. I want to ask you some of the questions. I mean, first of all, I know that the first thing I heard yesterday morning, because it's right close to our place down there, is that Island Rainbow, and they had just done a remodel, right? And that was new structure.
It was new ownership, and they had gone through a lot of remodeling and upgrades and things to the facility. And like I said, it looked like to me the roof just totally came off. You've seen pictures in hurricanes where a whole roof just sort of detaches and goes flying through the air. That must have been the type of image that it was based on the end results that I saw.
And then you describe in pine trees snapped and power lines down, and you have a lifetime of experience on the island. I have 3.5 decades or so. We get tropical storms or worse that don't snap pine trees and power lines.
That's right. And doing my own little assessment, as you said, I've been around a while. I've dealt with a lot of storms, and I also remember the Sebald Regatta disaster where we had winds of, I think, 80 to 90 miles an hour, and we did not have any type of damage like this. So, my assessment of this, and it's just my assessment, I believe that we had a bit of a gust front, but I also feel like there were some vortices or some spin-ups within that line, and I think it was multiples. I think maybe the houses next to the Gulf probably could have gotten hit with waterspouts because these were houses that were right on the shoreline. But there were other parts of the island where we saw debris and going in different directions. I mean, it wasn't all one, like a west to east. There was some different directions to the winds, and so I'm comfortable to think that there were some spin-ups within the line of thunderstorms.
Yeah, I mean, I heard reports from friends down there about the waterspouts coming on, and then, which is a vortice, right? I mean, that's a spinning, you know, and it's hitting and doing damage there, and then just some intense straight line winds. So maybe it is a combination of more than one. Even though they're reporting straight line winds, it seems like something else was going on.
Yeah, really, particularly so on the north side of the island, kind of near the airport. One home lost a lot of its metal roofing, and I've seen a piece of metal roofing in the tops of, again, mature pine trees. And that particular area, the debris field was more in a northwest to southeast direction, where most everything else was almost southwest to northeast. And so I could notice some difference in that. But yeah, it was very impressive. It was very quick. It didn't last that long, but it did quite a bit of damage. And, of course, we've got debris down all over the island, limbs and those types of things that will have to get cleaned up. But, it's kind of, Mother's Day. Mother Nature played a trick on us on Mother's Day.
It's a mother of a storm that came through. What do you tell folks that are heading down today to check on their properties? Roads open, the envelope okay to get down?
Yeah, things are open. And of course, the island is open for business, except for these few that were damaged. You know, it's probably going to take them a little while to get back up and running. But I would just say monitor their Facebook pages. But the island's open otherwise. And just, come on down. And for the most part, things will be a little bit trashed up with limbs and debris. But other than that, we're up and running.
All right. We'll see you down there this weekend for sure, if not before, Mayor.
Thanks for checking in on us.
Always. Mayor Jeff Collier checking in from Dolphin Island. We appreciate his time. If you, you've got some questions about what's going on down there, or you've got pictures, I know we've got a lot of folks that live on the island full-time that have sent me pictures. You can keep those coming, or if you've got questions, we can try to get those answered by talking to the mayor or any of the people with the PD down there, Dolphin Island, or even Mobile County Sheriffs.
Yeah, all weekend, I kept waiting for the rain because I knew it was going to storm, and I kind of put my phone away this weekend. I was like, I'm just going to live without it. So it was like, old-fashioned wait for the storm to arrive.
Yes.
So I waited all day Saturday, and not a whole lot showed up. But Sunday morning, we were down at Gulf Shores, and it was just blowing. I couldn't believe how hard that storm came in, and I just knew that to the west of us there, Dolphin Island, down on Fort Morgan, that they had to have gotten slammed also. But I just couldn't believe the wind yesterday.
Yeah, it was interesting on Saturday. Looking at the radar, we were getting pretty good soaker up here, but down at Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and Dolphin Island to some degree, wasn't getting it nearly as bad Saturday night. Then overnight Saturday night, we all got it, and there's the results. Hey, we'll talk more about that and the weather to come with Dr. Bill. He joins us in a couple minutes. News 5 is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating a shooting involving a deputy. This happened around 11 o'clock Sunday morning at a home in Albuquerque Circle in Escambia County. Deputies attempted to serve a felony warrant when the suspect tried to escape through a bathroom window. The sheriff's office says the suspect ignored commands to show his hands and allegedly reached for something when he was shot in the right shoulder by a deputy. A man is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning for making a terroristic threat after he allegedly threatened to kill a Foley police officer and his family. Police say 60-year-old Charles Irvin did it as he was being booked into jail. Irvin was originally arrested and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and tampering with evidence. People in Mobile are preparing to say goodbye to a legend. Barber Isaac White Sr. passed away on Wednesday in his sleep from heart failure. The 99-year-old barber opened White's Barber College on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue more than 50 years ago.
Stay out of trouble. Don't get in trouble. Make something out of yourself. Be somebody.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jacks!
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Get ready to red, white, and at Wind Creek Atmore. We're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. You can start earning chances to win now. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Atmore.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has canceled his planned trip to Moscow today and took off in the early morning hours for Brussels instead to discuss with allies what the State Department calls recent threatening actions and statements by Iran.
The president wanted to make sure that in the event that something took place, we were prepared to respond to it in an appropriate way.
Secretary Pompeo on CNBC. This after suspicion focuses on Iran for the sabotage of several oil tankers near the Straits of Hormuz in the already tense Persian Gulf, where the U.S. has just stationed an aircraft carrier. Global stock markets are falling in Monday trading, with investors uneasy over the stalled U.S.-China trade talks and the imposing of stiff new tariffs on Chinese imports by the U.S. Correspondent Matt Rivers is in Beijing waiting for the other diplomatic shoe to drop.
The Chinese government has said it's going to respond in kind to those tariff hikes that the Trump administration put in place last Friday, but we still don't know exactly what that's going to look like.
Pre-market trading on Wall Street has NASDAQ futures plunging 130. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Companies and investors are waiting to see how China will retaliate for President Trump's escalation of a fight over technology and trade that threatens to disrupt a Chinese economic recovery. China threatened necessary countermeasures for Trump tariff hikes on $200 billion of Chinese imports, but has yet to take any. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who appeared on ABC, says a prolonged battle is not good for the U.S.
My concern is that the great benefits of the tax cut, which have low unemployment and incredible economic growth, could be erased by this tariff war. As we ratchet it up with China, I'm very concerned.
On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open. Charter Communications is betting the reboot of a show that last aired in 1999 can help solve a 2019 problem, getting customers to keep paying for a traditional pay TV bundle. The cable operator will air brand new episodes of the 90s NBC hit Mad About You this fall. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And I got y'all want to hear from this morning. After the mother of a storm went through Mobile and Baldwin County Saturday night and Sunday, Dr. Bill Williams, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about the damage in areas of Baldwin County. We just got off the phone with Dauphin Islands Mayor Jeff Collier about the damage down there. I know I got the call that we had damage very near us overnight into Sunday morning, and we're without power at Dauphin Island for a while, and I know at the pictures of the roofs off down there, power line snapped, big pine trees snapped as well. That was, looked like damage you would see from a, you know, like a Category 1 hurricane or something.
Yeah, we had some strong thunderstorms, particularly down along the coast, and I know they'll be doing a little bit of a survey of that to check out whether there were any tornado activity. That was the pretty much the end of what was a stationary front that caused problems in Houston, Texas, across Louisiana, and into Mississippi, and then finally early yesterday, that frontal system began to move and brought all that activity into our area. Early on Friday, I indicated that we could expect 2 to 4 inches of rain for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we ended up just about 3 inches of rain, a little short of that, 2.82 here in the city, and certainly some areas got more than that. That frontal system now, which is a cold front, has moved over into the Florida Panhandle, is now in the eastern portion of the Panhandle. But the thunderstorm activity stretches back to the west and is just offshore. In fact, there's some activity fairly close to the northwest Florida coast, as well as just south of Gulf Shores. But that's moving to the east and should be out of our area. And we're going to see clearing skies today, and we've got some nice dry weather for the next several days. Today, look for skies to become mostly sunny, about 82 for this afternoon. But here's some good news tonight. We're going to cool into the 50s, around 58 degrees here in the city, a little cooler in the outlying areas. So it looks really good tonight. And then tomorrow, another dry day, sunny, about 82 degrees, and we'll be back into the 50s tomorrow night. And as we look ahead to the middle of the week, Wednesday, sunny, warmer, about 85. And then Thursday and Friday, sunny skies in the upper 80s. And looking way ahead to the weekend, not too bad. Sunny in the upper 80s Saturday, and mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower on Sunday, and a high in the upper 80s. So we're going to get a chance to dry out after all the rain the last couple of days.
Yeah, there's looking at just ditches around Mobile County coming and going yesterday. You said 2.5 inches or so. There's some full ditches and some really wet, you know, wet property after that. So I mean, pretty good soaker.
And quite a bit of rain across interior southeast Mississippi and on into the western portion of Alabama. And as I mentioned here, we had 2.82 for the total for Saturday into Sunday, but it could easily be totals of around 4 inches in some locations.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update to get you started here on a Monday morning, 6:38. How about that? Lows in the 50s, upper 50s tonight. That'll be a nice treat.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it'll be because, hey, it's May, and every time you get a 50 for a low somewhere, it'll probably be your last.
Just yeah,
be your last for months and months and months. All right, 6:39 FM Talk 106.5, 70 at our studios. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, lights are out at Tanner Williams between Foster and Ziegler. Be careful. No accidents for now. Watch your speed as you're traveling across the Bayway, I-10, all the way towards Malbus. You've got officers working some radar there in those black SUVs. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking to my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Summertime's here. Unfortunately, so are the mosquitoes.
They are. You know, they typically never leave in our climate.
That's for sure. It just seems to get ramped up this time of year. But you've told me over time coming in, you've got some tips for us. The first thing we need to do to try to eliminate them is get rid of certain things in our yards.
Yeah, look at those garbage cans. Make sure you got lids on it. The dishes that sit underneath your plants on your front porch, make sure they're draining or they have holes where they're not holding moisture. And you just need to help eliminate some of the breeding sites for the mosquitoes.
Okay, we do that and we still get mosquitoes in our backyard. Can y'all do something about it?
Absolutely. You give us a call. We'll have our home evaluator come out. He can take a look at your property and work out a detailed plan that's specific for you. Then our technicians will come out and apply the products they need to in particular areas and help you take back that backyard.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to get the evaluator out. Talk about how we make contact with Arrow.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin Key with Arrow Exterminators. Hey, y'all, take back your backyard, and then I'll come over to your house. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, powered by Azalea Coffee. Big thank you to Wayne Biggs and the crew there. We have upgraded our coffee and more concierge service here at the station. So if you're like a guest on one of our shows, you can also thank Wayne and the crew at Azalea Coffee. Hey, thanks, Wayne, for getting on board. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. What should have been a time of celebration ends in tragedy as the Orange Beach Police Department confirms that an 8-year-old who was pulled from the bottom of a swimming pool in Orange Beach last Friday has died. The child's name nor family name is being released at this hour, but authorities are confirming that they did respond to the Caribe Resort on Friday. Multiple witnesses report the family was there to celebrate the victim's 8th birthday, and he was not a very strong swimmer. The child was airlifted to a local hospital, but they could not revive him. In your health news this morning, we have an update on that measles case reported in St. Clair County earlier this month. The results of additional testing came back, and the 5-month-old baby does not have the measles. Friday, state officials announced that while the results obtained on May 2nd from a commercial laboratory were positive, CDC analysis released now today are negative. Quote, out of an abundance of caution with evidence of presumptive disease, a positive initial measles test was reported after determining that this was in the best interest of the public while awaiting additional testing. Officials say the important message remains that MMR vaccine for those without immunity to measles is the most effective measure a person can take. ADPH say they have investigated 252 possible cases this year of the measles. 170 of those cases are closed. 82 remain open. Measles have been reported in 23 states following outbreaks in unvaccinated communities, mostly in New York and California. The CDC recommends one dose of MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella, for those born after 1957. And certain adults are considered at high risk and need two doses of MMR. At this time, the ADPH recommends that infants and children be vaccinated at 12 months and 4 years of age. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. But yeah, that's one of those things that the over an abundance of caution, they made the ruling that that child had measles. Now it's coming out the child did not have measles. Let me point out that you're kind of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't position there with a state agency. But the problem is, every time you report something like this and it ends up not being true, you lessen the ability to get people's attention when it is true.
That's a good point.
There's my abundance of caution.
But would you rather they say doesn't have measles and he ends up having them?
I don't know, man.
I think you got to err on the side of caution there. But regardless, it does degrade.
But you just made a new word.
Derode.
Derode.
It does degrade the trust between the public and whoever said that the child had measles.
I thought you were just talking like one of my buddies from St. Bernard Parish. You say, man, hey, bro, keep the truck in the road.
Keep it in the road.
Be right back.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama
including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Straight line winds caused some significant damage across the Gulf Coast over the weekend. On Dauphin Island, Lisa Evans went outside to find her neighbor's roof sitting in her front yard.
But I was on the main level and it was shaking, and it's never done that before.
In Baldwin County, most of the storm damage was concentrated around Fort Morgan Road and Gulf Shores. Severe weather also damaged the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, bringing down trees. No animals or people were hurt. In Foley, heavy winds and rains bashed tents shortly before the start of the annual Art in the Park event. The Biloxi police officer who was shot and killed outside police headquarters last week will be laid to rest today. Hundreds are expected to attend the funeral for Officer Robert McKeithen. McKeithen was a 24-year veteran of the police department and a veteran of the Air Force. Darian Atkinson is charged with capital murder. Four others are charged with being accessories. The Alabama Department of Conservation is now offering bait hunting licenses that can be used for deer or wild hogs. The Alabama legislature approved the bait hunting bill last month. The license costs $15 for Alabama residents and $51 for non-residents. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Two NBA series end with Game 7s on Sunday. The NHL Conference Finals begin, and South Alabama baseball is streaking. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs on Sunday, the Toronto Raptors advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 92-90 Game 7 win over Philadelphia, thanks to this shot by Kawhi Leonard.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
You could hear the ball bouncing off of the rim four times there before it settled in the net. That was Leonard's 41st point of the night and the game winner. Serge Ibaka added 17 points, and Pascal Siakam had 11 points and 11 rebounds for Toronto. Next up, the Raptors open the Eastern Conference Finals at the Milwaukee Bucks. That series starts on Wednesday night. In the other Game 7 on Sunday, the Portland Trail Blazers overcame a 17-point deficit to defeat Denver 100-96 and advance to the Western Conference Finals.
The Portland Trailblazers are going to the Conference Finals for the first time since 2000.
Portland's C.J. McCollum led the Blazers with 37 points. Taking up the slack for Portland star Damian Lillard, who scored only 13 points. Denver jumped out to an early 39-22 lead, but the Blazers began pulling closer in the second quarter and were only down 9 by halftime. Next, the Western Conference Finals begin tomorrow night with Portland at Golden State against the two-time defending NBA champion Warriors. In the NHL playoffs, on Saturday, the San Jose Sharks crushed the St. Louis Blues 6-3 to take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Final. Timo Meier led the Sharks with 2 goals and an assist. Game 2 is in San Jose tonight. On Sunday, Boston beat Carolina 6-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins have outscored the Hurricanes 11-4 in the first 2 games in Boston. Now the series heads to Carolina for games 3 and 4. Game 3 set for tomorrow night. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the Digital Ally 400 at Kansas Speedway. The race went into a two-lap overtime shootout, with Keselowski beating Alex Bowman to the finish line by 0.2 seconds. Bowman's now finished in second place for three races in a row. It's Keselowski's third win of the season. Eric Jones finished third, followed by Chase Elliott fourth and Clint Bowyer fifth. On the PGA Tour, Sung Kang won the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas, Texas at 23 under par. The South Korean picked up his first career PGA win by two strokes over second-place finishers Matt Every and Scott Piercy. Brooks Koepka finished fourth at 20 under after shooting a final round 68. Now golfers get set to play the second major championship of the year when the PGA Championship begins at Bethpage Black in New York on Thursday morning. Right now, Tiger Woods has the shortest odds, followed by Dustin Johnson, Koepka, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars won their eighth game in a row, sweeping Appalachian State in the three-game road series over the weekend. South now one game behind Georgia Southern for first place in the Sun Belt's East Division, and they're back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans against Tulane before ending the regular season at home with a three-game series against Troy University. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 3-1 on Saturday before Sunday's game was postponed due to the weather. They'll make that up today with a doubleheader at the Hank beginning at 5:05 p.m. And in the major leagues, Atlanta beat Arizona 5-3 on Sunday to wrap up the series with three wins in a row after losing their first four games in a week-long West Coast road trip. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger and 2019 Nappy finalist. You can vote now at votenappies.com and then find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department say the lights are still on at Tanner Williams between Foster and Ziegler. They've reset it more than once, so be careful. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning with no new wrecks in the roadways, as those school zones are going to be busy. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southeast fastest race cars. The winged sprint cars return to the high-banked oval. $10 at the gate. Seniors, military, and public safety workers get in for only $5, and 11 and under are always free. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday.
Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
653 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning we have an update on last week's plane crash at the Foley Municipal Airport. A student pilot and an instructor were on board. Both were rushed to the hospital. We now know the student pilot has passed away from his injuries. The FAA and NTSB are both investigating last Monday's crash, which happened as the instructor and her student were practicing landing and taking off. Authorities have not officially released the names of the two people on board, again, as the FAA investigates. But Ken Grimes, the city administrator for the city of Orange Beach, has identified the instructor as Jessica Pullman. According to University Hospital in Mobile, she is right now in serious condition. Pullman works for Lighting Aviation. Grimes says he knows her when she had an internship with the city and that he has been communicating with the Pullman family. They have since posted a statement on Facebook requesting continued prayers and privacy as they deal with the situation, saying, quote, friends, family, and loved ones, we appreciate all the love, support, and most importantly, the prayers over the past few unbelievable, difficult days. Our beautiful daughter, Jessica, is in extremely critical condition. We're still keeping the best outlook that we can, but the severe trauma caused by the accident was worse than originally expected. It's a new week and a new president for the University of Mobile. Executive Dean and History Professor Lonnie Burnett has been named as interim president. Trustees voted him in. The announcement was made on Friday. According to the university, the appointment takes effect May 28th and lasts for 16 months. Burnett replaces former board chairman Fred Wilson, who had served as interim president. The last president was Tim Smith. He stepped down last February due to personal reasons. University of Mobile was founded in 1961. The Rams have roughly 1,600 students enrolled at the Liberal Arts and Science School. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Mother of a storm for yesterday. Mobile and Baldwin counties getting it, and some damage we talked about last hour with Dolphin Islands Mayor Jeff Collier. Power line snapped. Pine trees snapped. I know, getting the reports from around our place down there. The roof off Island Rainbow and a couple different houses having roofs ripped off them as well during those storms. And we'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that. He said probably they are sending the crews down to assess if it was a tornado. You know, that's how they do it. They do that. They go in like forensically after a storm to qualify. Now, you can see signatures on radar, and people say, okay, that's probably a tornado, that's a tornado. You can look at the signature. But they go in afterwards and say, okay, it was a tornado, and it was an EF, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know until they get there and see the amount of damage, but you heard from the mayor, he said there's a debris field that had debris scattered in, like, a bunch of different ways in one area of the island, and the other looks like straight line winds elsewhere where all the debris was going the same way. So we'll get more on that coming up, and hopefully check back in with the mayor coming up this hour or this next hour. Also, a stat here. This is a side story. Maybe we can talk about this one day in the 8 o'clock hour, because I heard somebody theorize that our children are getting ruder because of their smartphones
or
smart speaker. You know, the Alexa. That person,
yeah, good save.
You know, or Siri or any of them, that the way to ask questions there is just kind of very blunt and without any politeness. And
direct.
And those children will then carry that into their speech with real human beings. Well, a new survey says 55% of people admit they're, quote, rude to their smart speakers. And they say, why are we rude? They said, well, it's just easier to help the smart speaker interpret what we're asking, but does that carry into our normal conversations? We'll talk about that one coming up.